Coffee. Matt Tritton is alongside. And, Matt, we've got another action-packed hour coming up with a lot to talk about concerning Northwest Missouri State Athletics.
Yeah, a lot going on as we wrap up family weekend. Now looking forward to some home soccer matches coming up while Northwest Missouri State volleyball and football on the road. The ITA Regionals also coming up this weekend, and a little bit of golf early this week too. So a lot going on throughout the Northwest Athletic Department.
This past weekend was a busy weekend on campus. It was family weekend, and that always draws a huge crowd to Maryville just because a lot of families coming back, not only for athletics, but just to see their students with the school underway for about a month or so, a chance to get back and see their family. So it was a fun weekend on campus, and for the Northwest Missouri State football team, a fun game, a shutout as they defeated Central Oklahoma, a 38-0 win.
Yeah, I mean, it was packed. Maryville was very busy throughout, and so many fans coming in. It was really cool to see, especially after not having really much at all going on throughout the 2020 fall portion, at least. So to see that, it was very very cool. I mean, the stands were so packed, well over 8,000 people piling into Bearcat Stadium for that football game, and a really defensive football game for that first half. Northwest seemed to move the ball well inside between the 20s, but just couldn't quite convert. Punching in a touchdown, missed a couple field goals. Defensively, absolutely nothing happening for UCO because that Bearcat defense was just so stingy throughout the day. Khalil Smith came away with his first career interception. So it was really all Northwest, even though the first, 20, 25 minutes of actual gameplay, everything scoreless. But then late in that first half, Northwest touchdown run there from Mike Hohensey, and then Khalil Smith interception set up the Hail Mary at the end of the first half. Alec Tatum caught the deflection in the end zone, and at that point on, it was just the Bearcats sprinting to the finish to that 38-0 win.
I thought one of the best comments on the post game dealt with Coach Wright talking about how could the smallest person on the field at that time make that catch on the Hail Mary in there. So,
and that's one of those things, too, that you just kind of have to know your place and exactly where you're at. I mean, if you're a 6'5" receiver that has some hops, by all means, you're getting in there trying to go up above everybody and haul that in. But such a smart play by Tatum of saying, all right, be ready for that deflection, be ready for someone to knock this ball down and just kind of fall under it. And bam, it was right there in his lap, and he was in the end zone.
And for volleyball, a chance to play a couple of home matches or actually just one over the weekend with a matchup with Pittsburgh State. So an opportunity for a lot of fans to come back and see the volleyball team in new surroundings. Again, the second weekend they've had some matches at the Hughes Fieldhouse, but probably the first time for a lot of people to get in there and take advantage of what the Fieldhouse had to offer.
Yeah, it's still very new. I think a lot of fans still hadn't got a chance to see it, so these volleyball matches are a good chance to kind of go in there and see what that Hughes Fieldhouse is all about. Hope for a match on Friday, but unfortunately Missouri Southern Volleyball had some COVID protocol, so that one was postponed. See if there's a makeup date coming down the road. But taking on Pittsburgh State, who's played very well throughout the early portions of this season, the Bearcats dropped the first set, but then won the next three in a row to kind of roll through there and really dominated the second and third sets especially. So Coach Worth's team really hammering Pittsburgh State. Now they turn their attention to a road trip, which one of the harder ones of the year, because you go out on Friday and you take on number 10 Nebraska Kearney. And so the Bearcats haven't beaten the Lopers since 1990 in the spring in the MIAA Spring Tournament Championship. Northwest made a push, lost in five sets in that. So this will be a fun one to see how the Bearcats go out on the road, hostile environment, and how they respond.
Yeah, and I think that's really turning into a neat rivalry between Northwest and UNK in volleyball. They've had some pretty tough matches, although Northwest has come up on the short end on some of those, but still it's been a good rivalry that's developed as this Bearcat volleyball team's really just kind of jumped up in the rankings here.
Yeah, Northwest sitting at 13th in the AVCA poll this week. And, you look around and Central Missouri's been good for so long. Washburn's been good for a long time. Those upper echelon MIAA programs, the Bearcats have gone in and knocked them off. UNK is still that one. The Bearcats trying to knock down that last pin and kind of get over the hump and really declare themselves as contenders within Division II. So whether it's this round or the next time they face them, kind of knock down the Lopers at some point. But this will be a tough one going on the road.
Soccer had a good weekend.
Yes, they did, going 1-0-1, knocking off Missouri Southern 4-1. We'll talk with Coach Gordon in a little bit coming up. But as this program continues to progress, gets better and better, there are certain matches you just look at it and say, we're supposed to win this. Let's not lay an egg. Let's go out. Let's knock off this team. Take down Missouri Southern 4-1. They did just that. And then 19th-ranked Central Missouri came in. They get a 2-2 tie there, a good battle back and forth. So This is a program that's on the rise. At home this season, they're 3-1-1, so playing their best soccer on Bearcat pitch.
Again, we got a good show on hand. We'll be talking a lot of different sports here in the next hour, so stay tuned to KXCV, KRNW, as we'll keep you up to date on what's taking place with Bearcat Athletics this fall. We've got more coming up right after this timeout from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we turn our attention to football right now. And linebacker Jackson Barnes is with us. And Jackson, been a couple of good weeks for you.
Yes.
Two straight MIAA Players of the Week.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been cool to get that recognition.
May have to just rename that after you if you keep this up here just
might
a
as well.
Bit. And what a fun season has it been so far with three wins to open up the year. And on the defensive side, you guys have played pretty good from the very start.
Yes, we have. I think the biggest thing that we've been doing is we've been getting off the field, been getting some three and outs, and I think that's been helping us a lot, getting the ball back to the offense, having them drive the field. So we're putting ourselves in good position.
How much of a help, too, when you look at the time of possession for the Northwest offense to where it kind of gives you guys a little bit of a break the way it's been so far?
No, that's huge. I mean, that's something that we didn't see in 2019 and transitioning to this year. I mean, the offense has been driving the ball to the field. They've been having the ball a lot and just keeping the ball out of the other hands or the other offense's hands. So that's a huge part of it.
And as far as coming into this season for you, had to go through a COVID year to get to where you had a chance to play. But what are some of the things that you went through to decide to go ahead and play your final season here?
You know, I just talked to my family, and I ultimately decided that I've worked way too hard to get to this point. And if I wouldn't have came back, that just – I would have regretted it for the rest of my life, so I'm very glad I came back.
Yeah, I think their chance to play some football, obviously at this particular point in your life, and then won't have many other opportunities down the line, so might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, this is the last chance I got, so I'm excited for the opportunity. And, you know, it just puts a different perspective on football. Just having that year off and coming back, it just shows how much fun it is and how much it means to me.
How hard was that to go through last year? Again, we've talked to some other players on your team about this, too, where it was kind of a hurry-up-and-wait type of deal last year where it looked like you might be able to get a few games in, then you had the rug taken out of you for that, then it looked like, well, maybe you get a couple skirmishes down the line, and then that got taken away a little bit. How tough was that on you from not only a physical standpoint but just from a mental standpoint?
You know, it was a little tough because every week we're getting ready to have that next opportunity for a game, and there was a couple – chances throughout the season, throughout the year, fall and spring, that we were going to have some contests, and it didn't happen. So that was a little tough, but ultimately we knew that we're going to have a season at some point, so that always kept us going.
And as you look at this year's group on the defensive side, how much fun is it to be a part of this particular group in the way it seems like you guys are coming together right now?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we have a lot of guys with a lot of experience, and it's just fun to be able to work together and use our past experience to help each other out and work as a team.
Might go back to the Central Missouri game. We had an interception in that one, but we've talked to Coach Wright about this too, where you kind of predicted that you were going to get one in that game.
Yeah, I did. The first series of the game, I dropped one, and of course he gave me a hard time, and I came off onto the sideline, and so I told him the next series that I'm out there, I'm going to get a pick, and it happened, so that was pretty funny.
Just kind of laid it right there for you it seemed like.
Yep, I told him.
And then last week, some big plays, a sack in the game, and three tackles for a loss. And what was the game plan defensively going in against Central Oklahoma where you were able to come up with some big plays like that?
I think a lot of it was just the coaches putting us in the right positions. They made some good calls on that sack that I had. Coach Wright made a pretty good call And ultimately in that game, we were expecting that one of their other quarterbacks to play, and he ended up playing. Not sure what happened with that, but we game planned a lot around him, but looks like the same game plan worked for the other quarterback as well. So
I was going to say, yeah, what were the biggest differences that you saw from the game plan going in with Calhoun came in to be the quarterback instead of the original starter?
I think the biggest thing was the original starter liked to run with the ball. So not having him out there, it kind of made them more one-dimensional with throwing the ball, because we didn't have to worry about the quarterback run game as much. So that helped us out a lot.
And how fun was it, too, to play in front of a packed house like that at Bearcat Stadium? It's been a while for you guys to do that.
I mean, that was so much fun. Just to see all the Bearcat fans there, it's been so long. It was just amazing to be able to see that again, and it just makes coming back so much more worth it.
It really kind of had a playoff atmosphere to it. Obviously, when you get into the playoffs, weather is a little bit different than what it was on Saturday, but just the electricity around the stadium seemed like a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, there was a ton of energy there, and just to hear the crowd roar, I mean, that was just amazing.
And always too good to come up with a win in the family weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a big weekend. We always talk about Bearcats being a family, and Bearcat family showed up for the game, and we produced for them, so it was fun.
What were some of the things that the coaching staff kind of tried to instill in the team, and in particular the defense, concerning a family day with, of course, Scott Bostwick is always big in the minds of a lot of the coaches and all that had a chance to coach with Scott. Now, for you guys, coming on a little bit later after Scott, but just talk about what it means to you on that day.
It means a lot to me. I mean, they always talk about the legacy with Scott, and that's a huge part of it. It's just cool that they keep that legacy going. And for me personally, just family, just thinking about all the things my family have done to help me get to this point. And family day is big for me just because how much my family means to me. So it was cool to be able to have them all there for the game and be able to play for them.
And your family also has some ties to Northwest Missouri State, too.
Yes, yep. My dad, my mom, and my two brothers and my sister go here. So, yeah, there's a lot of Bearcat in this.
Yeah, well, that's good. A lot of Bearcat green in the closets there, right?
Yes, there is. A lot of Bearcat clothes.
And as far as next week, Missouri Western coming up, team 2-2 on the season. What are some of the things you've seen as far as scouting Missouri Western that you're looking for this upcoming week?
They're a pretty young team this year, but something that I've seen is they've always come back in all the games that they played in. They've got down early, and they've always fought to come back. So that's something that we can't look past them at all, because at any moment they're going to try to come back in the game. So I think the biggest thing is just if we get up, just holding them there.
What are some of the strengths that you've seen out of their offense so far?
I think the biggest thing is the big plays that they've made. They make some big plays happen, and I think that's the biggest thing is we just got to limit those big plays.
Now, again, as we talked, a lot of family background coming to Northwest Missouri State. As a senior in high school at Liberty, what were some of the things that you looked at as far as choosing a place to go play football at?
There's always been Bearcat tradition in my family, and I've always wanted to come here. And I actually came here as a walk-on, so had to do a workout to get on the team. So I really wanted to come here.
And how much fun is it to know you came in as a walk-on to the war? Right now, you're one of the top linebackers in the MIAA.
Yeah, it's something that I'm very proud of, just to see the work show something, and just the work ethic that I had to have to get to this point. It's just, I'm really proud of it.
Well, and we're certainly glad you decided to choose that Northwest Missouri State to play football, and looks like it's going to be a fun season for
you. Yes, I'm excited.
All right, Jackson, thanks a lot for
being
with us.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that's Jackson Barnes with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more for you right after this time out from Pizza Ranch in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
We're back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. We have head coach Amy Wirth also talking with sophomore Alyssa Rezach. And appreciate you both coming on the program today. And family weekend over the weekend, had a chance for two matches. Unfortunately, some COVID protocols there from Missouri Southern. Still got to see Pittsburgh State. Coach, for you, someone that's came in and got your master's from Northwest, a GA, and you've kind of been around family weekend a few times now.
Right.
What's that like kind of seeing it after nothing last year with the fall and now finally getting folks back on campus?
I think one of the reasons why, you know, so many people adore Northwest and we stay year after year after year is that family feel, and there's no better way to have that feel than to actually celebrate a whole entire weekend with it. So feels great to be a part of it with having a match, being able to provide some, you know, entertainment for people to see. And but more than anything, just love that family feel that we get at Northwest. And so it was awesome to be able to have that again this year.
Is the energy similar to a homecoming weekend?
Yes, very, very similar. I think what trumped it also was, you know, made family weekend, I think, even more special than what homecoming, you know, could be, which it can top that, but it was the first home football game, you know, that we've had for a long time. So I think the buzz was there from that standpoint for sure.
Well, Alyssa, going into the match, you were able to get in there against Pittsburgh State and their team that had played well, came into the day 8-3 overall, I think 2-1 in the MIAA. What worked well, what didn't? Obviously, they came out fast and took that first set, but sets 2 and 3, you guys really dominated.
Right, yeah, they're a very scrappy team on defense, and I thought we were able to find a good flow. And once we found that flow, we found a consistency to go out and attack them, and I thought we did a good job adjusting and just getting the match done.
Coach, do those slower starts give you some gray hairs, a little more stress? You pull them out in four sets, but some of those first ones have been a little shaky so far this season.
Yeah, I think, yes, it gives you gray hair. It's something that we need to work on. It's something that was on our to-do list for the focus of this week. We'll get more onto that when we get into more of an offensive day to be able to attack that a little bit more. But we were actually up ahead in that set, probably 7-2 or 9-2, and we just didn't have a very good middle or end. And so we've had some challenges trying to find the right consistency to get that middle and end correct for us to be able to get those first sets. So, which is funny because last year we did a really good job with first sets. This year it's always something. Every year's different. So we'll attack that and be able to, you know, get to 5 first in our practices and start out better from the standpoint of our energy and our effort and what we can control.
You know, it's a long season. You got to start there and able to, you know, order to peak sure. at the right time, right?
Sure, we got a long season.
Is this weekend any different for you, or this week preparing? You kind of look across the MIAA, and it's some really good teams, but a lot of teams you've kind of checked the box. All right, we've won there, we've won here, we've taken on all these. UNK has just been a different animal in the MIAA. Does it feel different for you? Is there a little extra hype, more pep in your step this week?
Yeah, you definitely better get up for that from the standpoint of something we haven't marked off the box from winning there. We did get them at our place, you know, last year for the first time in the spring. So that was real fun to see that. But I think more than anything, my focus is getting our players prepared to go play in a very UNK atmosphere. It's not friendly to other teams. And what that requires is for us to be on our A game and be ready to go from point one.
So we've seen the Northwest volleyball crowds increase, get better. How's that compared to UNK? What is that environment in Kearney this weekend going to be like?
There's a lot of it's probably a mini Nebraska. I'm not trying to pump them up any, but they do have quite a few fans that show up, and there's a lot of older fans that are there. You know, the kind of what goes along with Nebraska, they have a lot of older fans that show up and have been consistent backers for them for a long time. I wouldn't say it's the most peppy crowd at all times. I think it's kind of subdued sometimes. They do have a fan section that tends to be sitting right behind us, so they can get after us a little bit. But it is a nice atmosphere for them. You know, they've had some success there, so they're able to really put together a nice atmosphere with a nice floor, with a TerraFlex floor, which is one of the nicer floors that's out there. So it does create a little bit of an atmosphere that, you know, we have to overcome those types of things and like I say all the time, be road warriors, you know, on the road.
Alyssa, whenever you look at this coming in, some success against UNK last year, Coach mentioned beating them in the spring and then fighting back in a fantastic spring tournament championship there to wrap up that spring conference season. Is there a little bit more confidence in the program of saying, all right, we've taken our lumps against them. You played against them in 2019, but now kind of facing 2021 with what last spring represented, saying, you know what, they're just like any other team. We just have to go out and play our game.
Yeah, I think it gives us a lot of confidence that we can go out there and do it. And we did it in a pretty good way last year on our court. I think just if we can come out firing right away and adjust faster than the other team, then I think we're going to be successful and just be consistent out there.
What's a match like this mean to you, being a Nebraska native, heading back to the home state and representing the Bearcats?
Yeah, there's definitely a chip on my shoulder for that. But, yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Did you get any calls from Kearney? Was there any recruiting back and forth Northwest and UNK, or was it Bearcats all the way?
I went to a couple camps there, but I didn't really have that big of an interest in their program, so Bearcats all the way.
All the more reason to chip on your shoulder, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So the weekend rounds out, and you go to Kearney, and obviously it's a big matchup. Then you turn around and face Fort Hays. Bearcats have beaten Hays 6 times in a row, but at the same time, is it hard to go from you're getting yourself up for this match on a Friday and then you have to find a way to dig it back out the next day and say, all right, we're ready for round 2 against Hays?
Yes, it is a hard matchup. And they're also very different teams. You've got styles of offense that are completely different. You got one that's a super, not super, but higher offense that we have to wait on our block and understand that it's going to be a game of patience on defense a little bit more with our block and our defense behind them versus Fort Hays has traditionally been pretty fast. So getting ready for that, I think, gives us enough motivation just to keep our head on what they're doing game plan wise. But yes, it's not an easy trek. It's a 3-hour drive between Kearney and Hays, and you have to get on the road pretty early on Saturday morning. For us, at least, we stay in Kearney that night, get up, and it seems to be working okay for us there on that Saturday match. But yeah, it's hard to do that, and it takes a lot, you know, out of our players, but it also takes a lot of commitment, and they've shown to be able to do that over the last six times we've played them.
Bearcat volleyball on the road, taking on Nebraska Kearney and Fort Hays this upcoming weekend. Talking with head coach Amy Wirth and sophomore Alyssa Rezach. And Alyssa, going into it, you're second in the MIAA in assists per set, averaging well over 10. You right there with Maddie Ahrens, two great setters with Northwest Missouri State. What's the communication like, and what's the relationship between you two of playing so well and kind of working off of each other?
Right. We definitely bring two different aspects to the game, and I think building off each other and what each other brings to the table is really important for us and only makes us better. She's a competitor. She's a great athlete. We're going against each other every day in practice, but we know once that weekend comes around that we're on the same team and we're going to do whatever's best for the team and put our teammates in the best situation.
Back freshman season, playing in 51 sets for Northwest, and then things wiped out last fall, but still getting experience in the spring. How big was that spring for you to have a chance to get in there and play in some big-time matches?
Right, yeah. Even though it didn't necessarily count, I think like the experience definitely counted, and the chemistry and all that stuff that we built up through that off-season or COVID season, I guess, is going to pay off for us.
As a sophomore, as a captain, is there more of a burden on you, or is it just you kind of got the leadership skills built into you?
It's usually comes pretty natural for me. My teammates make it easy. I have other captains to get help from too, so it's not like there's a lot on my plate, but yeah, team makes it easy for me.
Coach, when you see the production that you get out of Alyssa, the leadership, and there are a lot of young Bearcats on this team that are contributing, that has to be pretty exciting of saying we're building a monster right now.
I like that. We're building a monster. Yes, we are. You know, from the standpoint of what our culture is doing, and you know, a culture just doesn't exist. You have to breathe life into it, and our girls do a great job of fighting for the culture and understanding what needs to happen for it to stay alive and thriving. And I think those young players get taught really early And it's a really big discussion in our Culture Wins group of how can we set the right tone for the younger players so they understand at a very young age what our culture needs to do. But yeah, we're trying to build a monster. I like that.
Northwest Volleyball taking on UNK and Hayes this weekend. Last one real quick. What's the movie of choice on the bus heading out to Kearney?
We don't watch movies on the bus.
No movies.
No.
Is that a Coach Worth thing?
No.
No?
No. We just don't do it. I guess we don't even know if the girls have DVDs anymore.
That's a good point. I lived in an age of VHS and DVDs, so it just doesn't happen, I guess.
I think from their standpoint, they'd rather watch something on their phone individually from their Netflix account than to watch something that's blaring over the speakers on the little tiny TV. So
I'm just aging myself.
Well, I mean, I can bring a whole bunch of DVDs and play some that they would be bored out of their minds, and maybe I should just annoy them a little bit. But
there you go.
But maybe I'll do that.
Give them the edge a little bit earlier.
Give them an edge of something. But when we drive, actually, on this probably puts a damper on some of their choices, but when we drive to the day of, we have to watch something that's athletic, so it can't be Hot Tub Time Machine or something like that, or Blades of Glory or something like that. It has to be like Rudy, or from a standpoint of
the football.
Yeah, it has to be inspirational.
Top Gun has a fantastic beach volleyball scene.
And
very
inspirational. They would bring that up to me, and they would ask if they can actually do it at that point, and I would probably have to think about saying yes, just because they were clever with their thought process.
But they don't want to watch that anyway.
No, so. They don't. You're right. You're aging yourself for sure.
Yes, I am. Well, appreciate you coming on the show. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Worth and Alyssa Rezach, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as Northwest taking on Nebraska Kearney on Friday and Fort Hays State coming up on Saturday. We will take a timeout. Back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911, or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking now with the head coach of the Bearcat men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, good to have you with us on the show.
Yeah, always a pleasure, John. Good to see you.
And it's a busy time of year for you, although your schedule is a little bit different in the fall than it is in the spring, where you have a lot of the team matches, but more of an individual type of competitions here in the fall. And big ones coming up this weekend, the ITA Championships.
Yeah, actually, we're heading down Thursday to Edmond, Oklahoma, and that'll be the men's and women's together. They've got a brand-new facility you would love down there, John. 33 courts, 6 indoor. I mean, it's a perfect place to have a tournament like this.
Yeah, back in the day, I think you guys kind of alternated from year to year between Maryville and Topeka having this tournament. But, boy, when you got a facility such as that down at Oklahoma City, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, people remember that, John. We used to have one gender, and then Washburn would take the other. And we did that for years and years because we only had so many courts here. But I think we did our just due for Northwest, yes.
And as you look at this tournament coming up, it's also been a tournament you've had a lot of success with here in the last few years.
You know, I was just looking at that. Now, we had the COVID year a couple years ago, but last year Fabian and Andrea won the doubles, so we advanced to the national tournament. And then the year before the COVID, Franco won the singles and actually was number – 3, he advanced to the national tournament. So very good, yes.
And there's some just excellent competition in this tournament.
They're Division I players all over the place. I was talking to Coach Jared Smith and Coach John Broad. They had theirs last week up in Michigan. And just how the level has just gone up because of this UTR and the rankings and so forth. And everybody's got players. You know, it doesn't take a genius these days to get a good player.
With the fall season, you've had a few tournaments that you've taken your teams to. I think most recently probably up to Des Moines for the Drake tournament. Overall, just kind of give us a breakdown of how this fall has been for your teams.
Well, it's been good. But we've had several injuries, and I don't know. We had one that had mono all summer and really is just now starting to play. Flippo, the Italian boy that played for us last spring, and then our two number one All-American returning players that some of them saw Saturday when we were out at the football game. Andres got a leg problem that he hurt at Drake. Actually had to pull him out of the tournament. And then Vera turned an ankle like the first week of practice in the fall, and it's still, she's not 100%. I mean, you take what you got, you know, and you go on. But this tournament is a lot of tennis in 3 days. And if you're playing singles and doubles, which most of them are, an injury is not a good thing to have.
No doubt about that. But the kind of go over the format of this tournament too for those that might be a little bit unfamiliar with the teams that will be coming in for this and how everything's broken down with this.
Oh, sure, John. First of all, just the draw itself. We've got a 64 draw for the men, okay, and it's, you know, single elimination, although we have consolation where everybody gets two matches or whatever. But on the women's side, we've got so many teams and so many players, we're actually going to have a 128 draw, you know. It's an A draw and a B draw. So we put the best players in A, but so there's two little tournaments going on and so forth. But playing, that's what we're after. And we got the courts, you know. So
I guess when you talk about the number of players coming in on the women's side, it's kind of the way the things have broken down through the last several years where you've got a lot more women's teams overall, though, than what you have on the men's team. It seems like if there's a sport to be dropped, it might be on the men's side than women's, where you guys have a lot of women's teams. It's sometimes hard to find some matches on the men's side.
It is. And I have to say, our commissioner, Mike Racy, has done a wonderful job of keeping men's tennis very, very important. And what he did basically is he combined our league, the MIAA, and the GAC, Arkansas and Oklahoma schools, together because they had the same problem on their men too. And actually even picked up Augustana this year is going to join our men's leagues. Some people don't know that. So now we're 9 strong, and I think on the women, we have 9 too. I believe that's correct right now. So, you know, we still have the conference. We have a northern and southern division. So you still got the MIAA flair. All the north is, you know, Washburn and Emporia and all the MIAA schools, and then they're in the south. So still have separation there, but, yeah, wonderful.
You know, you talk about Augustana coming in. You think that, well, they're a long ways away, you know, but really when you get down to it, drive time-wise, it's about a 4-hour trip to Augustana or down here, so it's not a terrible drive for them to be a part of the north part of the conference.
No, it really isn't. I mean, 4.5, you know how slow I drive, but, yeah, it's they're a good member. They didn't have a league to play in, so they're just pleased as punch to get in with us to play. Of course, they're women, and they're going to come down to our regional, and their men are going to be in our regional tournament. So why not have them?
You know? And when you talk about the region, looking traditionally through the years, the MIAA has performed well against the other teams in the region.
Yeah, we really have, John. Now, you know, we lost a great team when Southwest Baptist left the league, and of course left the region. But we still, you know, we picked up all these other teams. Southern Arkansas just started their program, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and they're as good as anybody right now. So there's new teams that maybe people aren't quite as familiar with in Arkansas and Oklahoma, but they're still very good.
What are some of the advantages of competing in the fall with the ITA type of format here? More, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, it's kind of an individual type of thing before you get into the team matches in the spring. What are some of the things that take place in the fall that really help you as far as getting ready to go for the spring season?
Well, I don't know what others do, but we try to play challenge matches because we try to determine our lineup. Now, some coaches will say, well, your strokes look good. You play here and there. Well, you know as a tennis player as well as I do, strokes doesn't always mean that you're a better player than the other person, okay? So we like to play a round-robin challenge just, first of all, to determine who our lineup is to be as fair. And you can have a bad day, and when you play round-robin, that takes care of that. And then we try to determine, you know, the doubles teams. Again, it can be different. It could be the one player playing with the sixth player because doubles is such a different game and so forth. But, you know, the other thing I worry about, it's going to be about 95 degrees down there in Oklahoma this weekend. And though we've had some hot, and it's hot this week and so forth, but it's going to be a very difficult, hard tournament.
I would think the competition that you'll face in this also will help out when it comes to the spring season where you've had an opportunity to play against some of the tops in the Midwest.
Yeah, basically what they do in all your preseason rankings for the spring is they take a look at this tournament. Of course, they take a look at what happened last spring and then basically, you know, what players have you added, subtracted, and so forth. And then that's basically one of the reasons why we do this ranking. And also it helps us determine down the road are all Americans and all that. It takes care of all that stuff. So it's very good to have in the fall.
And then if you do well in this tournament, which we hope you do, well, what's the next step after that?
We would go back to Rome, Georgia, which we have gone to a couple times. Wonderful, beautiful place. And that would be, I think, in 2 weeks, middle of October or whatever. Of course, that you have to win the tournament unless I was reading you have a chance maybe for an at-large bid, but you would have to have a very – high rank. So I would say just if you want to go win the tournament.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and good luck to your teams this weekend.
Okay. Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. We'll be back. Have more from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back into Pizza Ranch in Maryville, KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Soccer. We have Bearcat head soccer coach Mark Gordon joining us, as well as freshman Yesenia Arnau. And looking at this last weekend, going 1-0-1, knocking off Missouri Southern, and coming back on Sunday, first MIAA match of the season, 2-2 tie with number 19 UCM. And overall, coach, obviously you'd love to see 2-0, but going toe-to-toe with UCM, taking care of business against Southern, overall, I mean, getting positive strides.
Yeah, it was a successful weekend for us. Of course, you know, you want to win both matches, but to take away a point to open up conference, that's the first time that's happened for me since I've been here. The girls really battled for one another and kept themselves in the mix. We could have shut it down. They did go ahead at one point, but we continued to battle and earned back a goal to get the draw.
3-1-1 at home so far this season. Do you feel a home field advantage when you take Bearcat pitch?
I think any time a team plays at home, you hope you have that, and there's something unique for you while you're at home, and so, you know, with the new surface and finally being able to get on it and be able to use it regularly, it's good to be home, and it feels like, you know, we're getting comfortable with our environment and what the field does for us.
Well, Yesenia, with that new turf, going in last year, and of course the fall sports season last year getting wiped out, actually getting to break it in some meaningful conference matches now coming up here the rest of the way. Do you feel when you're taking the field at home that it is a little bit different? You've got some more support behind you. It's a place you're familiar with, and things just flow better.
No, yeah, it definitely flows better. There's being at home and being our own locker room and not having to travel several hours before game time. It really does help, but at the end of the day, it's home field advantage. Everyone prefers to play at home than on the road, so yeah.
Well, you open up family weekend on Friday. You have Missouri Southern coming to town, and this is a program that continues to build, continues to get better and better, and part of that is you're going up against a team that you should take care of business, and you do just that against Missouri Southern, a 4-1 win there. Yesenia, how much fun was that to be able to go out and you get up 1-0, they tie it, and then you just keep adding on one more later in that first half, then two more in the second. Overall, it had to be a fun match for you guys.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun competing, and we didn't get down on ourselves after they scored on us, and everyone's really competitive, and at the end of the day, everybody wants to win and perform well. So we felt we were the better team, and we needed to come back, and we just continued to fight, and we got the result we wanted.
Coach, is that just a mental mindset, too, of you want to be up for every match, but at the same time, it's like – we should hammer this team, and you did just that.
Well, you look at records and things. Sometimes I didn't think their record reflected what they were doing, and even on the day, you know, I was expecting something different, but the girls went out with the game plan, and you know that's our process right now. Of course, you pay attention to the opponent and the level and the things that they're bringing to the game, but we're getting so tied and tuned into, you know, our process and how we want to play and you know, we focus on those parts of our preparation and training as it's related to each opponent, but we take the mindset of regardless of who they are, what records are, we know each game is important, and it's important to the other team. And we've suffered not showing up for a match this year. We know that can happen, but we also know a team can show up, and be ready to go.
You're trying to stack good performances. You're trying to stack wins. Are there some residual effects to the prior time you took the pitch? It was an emotional victory over Missouri Western, still riding that high and building that confidence as the season carries.
Yeah, you always wonder if somebody's going to as a group if we're going to try and put too much into that one match. You know, at that point we were five games into it, and 13 matches left, and I think our young group is being guided by a few of our older players, and honestly our young players are coming out of some pretty talented high level club environments and teams, and so they understand the ramification of putting too much into one game and just channeling it. You know, we want to enjoy the day. If we have a nice quality win and then begin the process for our next matches. So I think the players are managing all of that quite well right now.
Well, Yesenia, on Sunday also, 9 days prior, you're in Warrensburg. They come away with a 3-0 win. What's the mindset going in facing the Jennies once again, this time the actual first MIAA match of the season and pulling out a 2-2 tie?
We were pretty hyped up. We were fired up. We knew that the first result wasn't what we wanted, and we knew that we didn't perform as we should have, and we were just ready to get back out there and prove how we can play and play to the best of our ability and just leave it all out on the field, and we came out with a better result than when we first played them.
You get a lead, and then all of a sudden they score two goals. They take a 2-1, and so all of a sudden it's getting late second half, and it's, man, we've been leading for much of this match. They jump in front. No hanging of the head. Is it all just kind of, we're fine, there's time?
No, yeah, it was fine. After they scored, Maddie McKeever got us all together, and we knew that the game wasn't over. We had plenty of time. If there's 20 minutes left in a soccer game, that's plenty of time to make plenty of opportunities and create chances. And we just picked ourselves up and kept our heads up and kept fighting for our result we wanted.
Coach, that has to make you happy, too, to hear that coming from Yesenia and the mental makeup of this team as you continue to go.
Sure, body language was a lot different, you know, when we were down there, which, again, we still had plenty of time. We gave up a really early goal and thought we battled, but I don't know. We just competed differently at home. High wins in both matches over the week, so it was a weekend of playing on the north end of the pitch, it seemed like. But I think that, you know, the idea that they can grow and know and the belief and trust in each other from 8 days ago, hey, we didn't perform well, to come out. And that was the challenge to him. Let's be competitive. We were doing some okay things down there, but we just weren't ourselves, and we just competed differently.
Well, now you kind of turn around, and this upcoming weekend with a Friday, Sunday, this is two tough ones once again. Washburn's 5-1, I should say, 1-0 in conference play. Emporia's ranked fifth in the country. It's once again, it's every weekend in the MIAA. It just seems like Yesenia, it's tough match after tough match.
It is. Every game's going to be a different challenge for us. Every team's going to have its own challenges for us to go up against. But at the end of the day, we're going to show up to compete with whoever, and we're going to play to the best of our ability and leave it all out on the field and just show up to play every game to hopefully do well in conference this year.
Coach, it's easy to circle the matchup with a top five team in the country, but of course you've got one before that. Washburn's played well this year too. When you look at them, I mean, is that a team that's been fortunate with some of the matchups, or is that an Ichabod team that's really pretty good?
I think it's a pretty good team. Davey Phillips down there does a good job. He came in a year ahead of my cycle, being here at Northwest. So I always, whenever I see him, I'm like, what can I expect with this next year? We talk about things. Davey's doing a really good job down there. Picked up a lot of athleticism and speed in his group, and they're contributing right away. We were looking at regional rankings today, of course. Emporia is one. Washburn is fifth in the region. I know I say it every week, there's just no weekends off. I mean, the talent of each of the teams in the conference is quite strong this year. There's a lot of parity.
And that's kind of the funny part, too, is it doesn't matter what coach we're talking to, what sport. We look at the top 25, the regional rankings, the MIAA. There's something about it. Across the board, it's just so much talent right here in the Midwest.
There is. These metro pockets of talent, and it seems like the high schools, the competitiveness of club sports, and what they do for the kids in their areas, Omaha, Des Moines, Kansas City, and then you sprinkle in some of the hardworking small town kids that play the traditional high school sports and come in and. It is an amazing conference of talent throughout.
Yesenia, you're from Kansas City, went to Staley High School.
I am.
What brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
Coming down on my visit, I loved the environment. I loved the campus. Everybody here is really nice. And I knew Coach Gordon was new here, and I wanted to be a part of this new growing program. I knew that the program was going to grow over the years, and I wanted to be a part of something special.
Well, we're happy to have you here and looking forward to the results as we continue throughout this weekend and years to come as well. So, Yesenia, Coach Gordon, appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
That's Mark Gordon, Northwest Missouri State head soccer coach, and Yesenia Arnau joining us here on the KXEV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live this noontime from Pizza Ranch with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, been a busy hour so far. We went through quite a few interviews in a short period of time there.
Yes, we did, John. Yes, we did. And we'll do that every week here at Pizza Ranch in Maryville, noon on Tuesday. So it's a nice venue for us. It's been fun to be out here after last year's. It was nice to be in Lamb Connectivity Center, meeting up with all the coaches and student athletes there. But it's fun to be back out in the wild, if you will, and enjoying these coaches' shows once again. But no, it's fun too, because you look across the board, and there is so much success within this Bearcat Athletic Department.
Yes, there is, and see if we can get Colin McDonough to come over and step in with us on the show here today. We were going to talk with Wick Cunningham, but he had taken off on us here just a bit. But we got another person who's known for track and field prowess, and then Colin McDonough.
Welcome to happy to join you.
I actually have a video of you on my phone running at Kansas State University earlier this year. I could put that online.
There was a little bit of training that was going on that trip to Fort Hays just to make sure I had enough stamina to get through the trip.
And I think it worked out well for you, too.
I think the trip ended up well. Other than getting home at 5:15, it was all right.
Yeah.
Some say that was the best part. Returning home at 5:15 a.m.
Yeah. Tell you what, it was a fun weekend this past weekend. A lot of things going on athletically, but from our standpoint, it's fun. From your standpoint, probably a little bit busy.
I kind of felt almost like a mini homecoming, having soccer both on Friday and Sunday and volleyball then after football on Saturday. We kind of got lucky by not having volleyball on that Friday night to add another event to it, but at the end of the day, we'll make up that match. And there was still plenty of action. Fans could come out and see as much as they wanted to Bearcat Athletics throughout that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's kind of a weekend that spreads your staff pretty thin, but you guys always find a way to pull it off.
We still find a way. We make it happen. You got to make sure it's scheduled out and planned to the tilt, to the just to make sure that you got everything covered on Friday night, on to Saturday and Sunday, and moving video streaming equipment back and forth, cameras, statistical stuff, and we're still learning some of that new stuff from the NCAA live stats. And it's a fun thing to do. It's a fun job. There are some long hours and long weekends, but at the end of the day, we're still having a lot of fun.
Now, we have football and volleyball both going on the road this upcoming weekend, but soccer will be home for a Friday, Sunday, and Sunday is the Pink Out match against number 5 Emporia State. So I assume there'll be some good festivities surrounding that.
I believe so. Ryan Milke, our assistant AD for marketing, will get me filled in on everything for the end of the week. But it's always nice to have those pink matches throughout soccer, volleyball, basketball. Raises a lot of money for the Cancer Society.
Well, as far as football this weekend, we're on the road to Missouri Western. That's always a fun matchup. From your standpoint, getting ready for this Missouri Western game, what are some things you see about the matchup with these two nearby rivals?
I don't tend to use the word rival just because the Bearcats win so many times. It's hard to call it a rivalry when I never see the Griffins win. I always use the hashtag ring the bell because it's for the Phillies, not for the Griffins, because I really never see it ring the bell. So, no, I am looking forward to this matchup. It's always fun to have the school that's just down the street coming up and trying to take on Big Brother and trying to knock us off and get there.
You use the hashtag ring the bell, not hashtag our city, correct?
Again, and I think there's some times where it feels like we win more there than they win.
In basketball, that's been the case, not only in matchups with Missouri Western, but when Northwest plays down at Civic Arena in a couple of those preseason tournaments in basketball. Northwest men's basketball has had a lot of success down in St. Joe.
I think our streak is up to maybe 19 wins in a row in the city of St. Joe for the men's basketball team, and football is pretty similar to that right now. It's not at 19, but it's near that number. Just keep winning, going down there and being victorious. Nothing beats winning, I'll say that.
That's true. The St. Louis Cardinals know that right now.
We've seen a baseball team that hasn't lost in a while. And the wild card race was tightening, and now that looks like it's over. So my focus is on the National League East and a big series tonight, Philadelphia at Atlanta. Hopefully the Phillies can sneak in. I'm not holding my hopes up too high right now. It's been a frustrating summer thinking that they were good and bad and good and bad. And we'll see what happens these next three nights here.
How did you celebrate Monday and the birthdays of Mike Schmidt and Vicente Padilla?
Monday, my youngest son actually had a baseball doubleheader last night, so I was able to watch that as opposed to having to watch the Eagles play last night, which wasn't a whole lot of fun. But a Mike Schmidt birthday is always fun, and a Vicente Padilla. I would like to have got the Padilla flotillas, but I did not have any of those.
Well, it's hard to find those, I think.
Yeah, it is. Now it is. A lot of those homer hats that the Phillies have been hitting in the in their dugout afterwards, that's the hot item right now. So the Padilla flotillas are gone. It's more of the homer hats right now, the straw hats, what we're looking for.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't need to. Are you guys looking forward to a weekend in St. Joe on that Saturday night taking on the Griffs?
Always. Home away from home.
That is right. And it's always fun to look on the far side of the field and see all the green over there. I think we'll be well represented down there.
I find it funny that they always charge more for, like, Bearcat games when we go down there. They raise the ticket prices for football and basketball. And I've joked up here that maybe we should lower the ticket prices when they come to town so it wouldn't be as expensive to watch that. It's merely a joke. It's merely a joke, folks.
I knew one particular fan who's no longer with us for one of the basketball games was a little upset about the price increase. He went down and paid in pennies at the box office down there to get in for a basketball game.
I mean, I can understand. You're bringing a high-profile team, a really good product into town. You should raise the price for that. So when the Bearcats come to town, that's understandable why you'd want to raise the prices.
I think you're right. Well, we're on the KXCV Karen W. Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got a few minutes left, but we'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Pizza Ranch.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up here. 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Northwest and Missouri Western will be on there at 5 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. And then don't forget, coming up Thursday night from A&G, we will have the In the Trenches with head coach Rich Wright on the Bearcat football team, as we'll talk some more Bearcat football on Thursday night. I'm sure Coach Wright's going to have a lot to say about that big game coming up with Missouri Western.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. And Missouri Western coming in at 2-2, the Bearcats at 3-0, and obviously the Griffins are going to get themselves up for this. Matt Williamson, of course, played in this rivalry. Colin McDonough wouldn't say that, but he played in this matchup under head coach Jerry Partridge for Missouri Western many years ago, so he's been around it for a long time and coached it now for a few years. So, you know, he's going to have his team up and ready, and they put up a lot of points, haven't played as much defense lately, so we'll see how they come out and respond when the Bearcats take the field.
And we want to urge everyone to download the Bearcat Public Media app if you haven't already. You can stream the audio of our broadcast and kind of sync it up with the MIAA video network, and you can listen to us while you can watch the game on the MIAA network for those that subscribe to that.
Yeah, it's a pretty nifty app. It's very user-friendly. I know I was with Colin McDonough whenever he downloaded it over a month ago.
And, a long time ago. And if you have questions or comments, feel free to send them through. Matt and John are very happy to answer those questions and comments,
too. There is a talk to you function. That's what it's called, talk to you, where you click on that. You can record a comment or a concern and send it in to the radio station for us.
It's very user-friendly.
And we hope you've had that downloaded already. If not, go to your app store, whichever format you have, and download that and follow all the things that we have for Bearcat Sports, as well as everything on KXCV, KRNW. And a reminder that you are listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Again, don't forget, the In the Trenches with Rich Wright, that will be Thursday night at 6 o'clock, and then Bearcat football on Saturday, Northwest and Missouri Western.